Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. This time of year, it can seem like a lot is asked of us. I mean, while much of the Christmas season in the U.S. is rooted in consumerism, there's some real tangible and profound reasons why believers should give. By taking hold of these truths, we can honor God through our gift giving. And here are four reasons why, as believers, as followers of Jesus, we should give and give joyfully. Number one, God began everything by giving of himself. The act of creation is rooted in love and compassion. When God sees that Adam might be lonely, he creates a companion in Eve. From the divine imagination comes creation, and God looks at his creation and gives again. Everything good in our world is based in giving. Secondly, Jesus is a great gift from God the Father. But after creation, humanity went astray and messed it all up. This put us humans out of alignment with God, and it put us out of alignment with the intention of God's creation. So God once again looks at his creation and decides on a solution, and he decides to give. That solution is the gift of Jesus, God the Son, the second part of the Trinity. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas, God becoming flesh, Emmanuel. In Jesus, we have that salvation. Jesus is the greatest gift from God the Father. Three, God often provides for us using the ordinary. In Jesus, we see the miraculous, but the way God comes in flesh should tell us something else. Out of what seems to be ordinary, God does the extraordinary. God chooses an ordinary Jewish family, and the Savior is born in an ordinary place in impoverished circumstances. The miraculous comes through the unexpected. God can indeed use the ordinary. And four, through giving, we ourselves are changed. When people helped Paul or those he advocated for, they themselves were changed. Paul emphasizes this in his letter, the second letter to the church in Corinth, where he says, "You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God." Generosity gives us an opportunity to honor God with what he has given us. It enriches our soul. And Paul makes sure that we understand it. You see, we as Christians are expected to steward the resources we're given. If we give generously, God will give generously to us. That giving from God may not come in the ways our culture can manage or measure, but it will come. You see, at the core of the Christian value is a value of giving. Let's give this Christmas season, and let us be a people that outgive the world. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.